This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in their pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey, welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Happy Monday, boo. I hope your week is off to a great start today. It's pretty much almost summer here in Chicago, which I'm excited about, but y'all, are we having a summer this year? Personally, I want to have two summers this year since we didn't get one last year, but are y'all outside or y'all just outside? Like, it's a difference. And I feel like I need a gauge on what everyone is doing. Like, are y'all out there or just you stepping out here and there? You know what I'm saying? I know some people are full on still in the house under lockdown, and that's cool too. But is the lockdown over per se? Like, this is a legitimate question. No one announced that it was over. So I know it was over before it started in some states, and we won't put y'all on blast, Atlanta or Florida, but let me know. I do hope though you guys had an awesome weekend and your Monday is popping already. Ready. Before I get into today's episode, I wanted to quickly say hello to all of our new listeners. Hey girl, hey, welcome to the girl chat, boo. However, if you're a guy, because I am hearing that more guys are listening to the show. So if you're a guy, hello, sir. Welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. My name is Ashley, and I am the founder of Slay Girl Slay and host of the Slay Girl Slay podcast. While all of y'all are here, and if you are listening to the show, I would love you 1,000 times over if you could leave us a rating and a review. This show is a completely independent show, meaning we are not backed by any major networks or podcasting groups. Nothing. It's just me, solo dolo. So your rating and reviews helps the podcast get seen by other potential listeners. It also helps me see what you guys think about the show or specific episodes. And y'all know I love hearing and reading your feedback. It really, really makes my day. On that note of ratings, reviews, and the podcast app itself, I have a story for you. I was in bed about to throw down on some butter pecan ice cream because butter pecan is top tier. I don't care. Judge your auntie. I love butter pecan ice cream. And if you are still out there eating basic ice cream like vanilla and strawberry, get your life together this year, sis. Try it and tell me it doesn't change your life. Anyway, something told me to get on the podcast app on my iPhone, and it's 11:30. Like I said, judge your auntie. I was eating ice cream in bed at 11:30, and something tells me to just get on the app and type in Slay Girl Slay and just look at the reviews. Now, I don't do this all the time because I like to check them periodically. I also don't ever want to get into the habit of just podcasting for a review, so I try not to look at the feedback all the time. But for some reason, something said, Ashley, look at your podcast on the app. So I type in Slay Girl Slay. And there are a few shows that usually pop up when you type in my name. But one show in particular popped up that I had never seen. And this show had the same name, which I was like, okay, another podcast named Slay Girl Slay. That's cool. But then I see my name, the exact same bio, the exact same summary as my show, and all of my podcast episodes. Instantly, I'm like, okay, I must be tired. Maybe it's a glitch. I didn't have enough water that day. Maybe I'm dehydrated and this is a side effect, you know, hallucinating. Let me turn off my phone and turn it back on and reset it, and that other show will go away, right? So, not panicking, I turned my phone off. I put the ice cream up because my ice cream buzz was blown, and I turned the phone back on. And there it is. Someone copied my show, this show, the Slay Girl Slay podcast, the episodes, the titles of the episodes, the summaries, my name, my biography, my website, and posted it as their own. So naturally, I jump up and my heart is racing just a little bit. And I'm like, what is going on? What is this? And so then I look on all the other podcast apps, and this same copycat podcast is on Spotify, Google Podcasts, these other smaller podcast apps. And instantly, I felt my stomach drop. I know when you are on the internet or in some sort of social space, people will take your stuff, right? That's a given. But this person took all of my stuff and posted it as if it were their own. Now, before I reacted, I sat on the side of my bed and I said, okay, you can either go about this two ways. You can freak out, get mad, get pissed, get upset because someone is out there posing as you and posting the show, or you can push the emotions aside, take a breath, and focus on exactly what you need to do. And that's what I did. I took a breath. I cracked open my computer. At this point, it was 11:45 at night, but duty calls, right? So I got on my computer and I got to work. And thankfully, the Slay Girl Slay brand is legally protected, and I've taken the steps to protect myself, protect the brand, protect the podcast, and all the things that come with it, right? And after filing what felt like 100,000 copyright claims, I did my part, prayed about it, and I went to bed. The next day, my inbox was flooded with messages that the perpetrator was removed from all apps and everything was taken care of. But I kept thinking about my mindset in the moment of me finding out someone did this and how I handled the situation. I also thought about how historically in the past, I probably would have lashed out, got frustrated, upset, mad. I would have panicked and it would have blown my whole day, probably my whole week. But I had to remind myself that this was what I was made for. This brand, this business is my job, and I was equipped to handle every aspect of this job. And so because I am equipped to handle this, I will not freak out, and I will find a solution, and I will handle it. Now, like I said, it hasn't always gone this way. I was, and still sometimes, your typical freak out queen. Any bad news or something not going well, I would get down on myself very easily. But as you go about your day, boo, or your week this week, always remember you have two choices when you find yourself in a situation. You can either react to the situation or you can respond to it. Naturally, when things happen to us, we react. We feel the emotion right away because it's immediate. But to respond, I think, means to take a pause and assess the situation and then find your solution. I encourage you to shift your perspective this week, boo. And instead of stressing over everything and reacting to the things that happen, pause, take a breath, and focus on how you're going to respond to it. I'm a crybaby at heart, right? And that's usually my first response. I'm usually in tears after something happens. That and then anger, depending on the situation. But my dad always says, stop crying and find your solution. Tears won't get you results. And even though that's tough, he's right. My reaction will not solve my problem. When things arise in your life, sis, how you react to them will not solve it. You can be mad at the world about something. It's still not going to change your situation. You can hate your boss as much as you want for what she did or what she said, but how you feel about her and how you feel about the situation will not change the situation. Take a breath, sis, and then handle it. And always remember that you have bodied all the bad things that have risen in your life as of today, and you are 100% capable of handling and bodying any situation that will present itself from this point moving forward. Do not ever think that this mountain just dropped in front of you and you don't have the tools or the gear to get over that mountain. You do. You have to wake up every morning and say, whatever obstacles lie ahead of me, I was made to overcome them. I was built to outlast them. Struggles and issues and obstacles are meant to teach us something. But instead of waiting for the obstacle to be over and waiting for things to get better, can we shift our minds in the moment, in the middle of the storm, in the middle of trying to get over that mountain and say, okay, yes, this is hard. Yes, this is scary. Yes, this is annoying. But how can I get to the other side of this? What can I get from this right now? What can I teach myself right now in this moment? In my scary moment, my first reaction was, oh my God, what do I do? How do I fix this? I don't have a big legal team and a bunch of lawyers to handle this. But I had to take a moment, take a breath, and say, okay, I can do hard things. I can handle big things. I can get through tough things. I can figure out solutions to my problems, and I need to give myself the space to do that. So I challenge all of you to approach life, approach your day, approach work, approach your week with that same mentality. Instead of bugging out and letting it overcome you, you overcome it. And you say, I am built to withstand any obstacle that lies ahead of me. I am destined for greatness. And this issue, this obstacle in front of me, will not hold me back. I am meant to overcome hard things in my business. I am built for tough criticism that I receive on social media. I am built to get through this program at school, whatever that means for you. You have to believe that if whatever dreams lie ahead of you, that there is no obstacle, no hiccup, no bad thing that will stop you from getting there. Believe that you were built for the life that you prayed for, sis, and that you are fully capable of taking a moment, taking a breath, and finding your solution. Obstacles will always arise, sis, and complications happen. That's life. Handle it. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you love the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to give us a rating and your feedback at the end of this episode. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to learn more about our girl gang and the Slay Girl Slay book club in the links provided in the description. Follow us on social media at Slay Girl Slay on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.